Energetic hello, welcome to this beginner Ableton lesson on basic saturation for warmth and grit, tailored for drum and bass. I'm going to walk you through a safe, practical workflow that keeps your sub clean while adding bite to breaks and presence to respaces. This is hands-on stuff, with exact device choices, suggested settings, routing tips, and arrangement tricks you can use right away. First, what we're building together. By the end of this short lesson you'll have 1. A reliable drum group chain that adds punch and subtle grit without destroying transients. 2. A bass group with a simple multi-band style rack that protects the sub while saturating the mids. 3. A parallel grit return you can use on drums, synths, and fills, plus a few automation ideas to make drops feel heavier. Quick note before we jump in. Always gain stage and match levels. If you don't, you'll confuse loudness with quality and make bad choices. Put utility at the start of your groups and lower the gain so you can honestly compare before and after. Okay, step 1. Drums. Group your drum tracks into a single drums group. Put an EQ8 first and high pass around 20 to 30 Hz with a gentle slope to protect against rumble. Next, add saturator. Try drive between +2 and +5 dB. Choose a soft clipping curve if available. Turn over sampling to 2x if your CPU can handle it, and set dry slash wet around 20 to 35%. The idea here is to add body, while keeping the transient snap that makes DNB feel alive. After the saturator, add a drum bus with a light drive setting, around 2 to 5, and use the boom knob only sparingly to glue lows if you must. Finish with a gentle compressor or glue compressor, ratio about 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or a faster setting. This chain order saturator then drum bus gives you harmonic content that the bus can glue together. Keep levels matched and listen for punch versus harshness. Step 2. The parallel grit send. Create a return track and name it Saturate Grit. On that return insert EQ8 and high pass at roughly 90 to 120 Hz, so your sub remains untouched. Then saturator with a harder push drive around +6 dB or more, if you want fiercer harmonics, oversampling 2 or 4 times if needed. Add overdrive after that for extra edge, with a tone shifted darker for typical DNB grit, and finish with another EQ8 to notch or roll off anything nasty above 12 to 16 kHz. Send drums, synths, and even bass to this return at low amounts, 5 to 20%, and blend to taste. Because the low end is removed on the return, you get aggressive mid and high distortion without muddying the subs. Step 3. Bass. Create an audio effect rack on your bass group and split it into 3 chains. Sub, mids, and top. On the sub chain, low pass around 100 to 120 Hz and do not add saturation here. This keeps your low end pure and mono friendly. On the mids chain, band pass the region you want to saturate. Try a high pass at about 110 Hz and a low pass between 1.8 and 2.5 kHz, depending on your res. Put a saturator here with drive between +4 and +8 dB and oversampling set to 2. This chain can be full wet because it's isolated to the mids. Optionally, add a quick glue compressor to shape dynamics. On the top chain, high pass around 2.5 kHz and add a gentle saturator or overdrive with low drive for sheen. Map macros to chain volume so you can balance sub versus mids on the fly. Map sub level, mid drive, and a chain balance macro to instantly hear the effect without changing perceived loudness. A few master bus reminders. Be very subtle with master saturation. If you want glue, a saturator drive of 0.5 to 2 dB and dry slash wet around 10 to 20% is plenty. Put your limiter or final brick on the end and always a slash B at matched levels. If something only sounds better because it's louder, dial it back and try again. Now some common mistakes and quick fixes. Never heavy saturate below 60 to 100 Hz. That causes phase nuisances and mud. If you push saturation hard, enable oversampling to avoid aliasing. When a saturated layer sounds thin in mono, flip the phase of that chain or reduce its level. And don't stack huge saturation amounts across the whole mix. Small doses in the right places are more musical. Teacher tip. Build a few quick macros right away. Macro 1 map to the grit send gives you immediate drop intensity control. Macro 2 map to the mid drive on your bass rack makes it easy to dial in presence. Macro 3 map to sub level lets you preserve balance while you boost mids. Macro 4 can control drum edge by mapping the drum group saturator dry slash wet. Macro 5 can be the glue control for drum bus drive or compressor makeup gain. These 5 macros give you powerful performance control during arrangement and mix passes. If you want some extra character, try a split and characterize workflow. Clean sub, gritty mids, and crunchy tops. Or use mid/side saturation so center elements thicken, while sides remain airy. For respaces, duplicate the bass track. Low-pass the duplicate around 500 to 900 Hz, distort it heavily, and blend beneath the main bass for extra club power without touching the sub. A couple of sound design tricks. Create a sizzle layer for drums by duplicating a break, high-passing at 2.5 to 4 kHz, overdriving a little, and then side-chaining it to the snare so the sizzle breathes with the groove. For earbuds and small speakers, add a tiny top change shelf boost around 3 to 5 kHz after saturation. Small boosts here can make Reis harmonics sing without increasing sub energy. Arrangement ideas that really work in DNB. Don't just switch grit on and off. Automate the grit send to fade in over 1 to 4 bars going into a drop, first raising mid drive, then the grit send, then the top sheen. For shock moments, map a single macro to jump the bass from clean to brutal by raising mid drive, reducing sub slightly, engaging redux for lo-fi texture, and bumping the wet amount. Use momentary grid on fills with short envelopes so fills become aggressive for a bar or two without making the loop harsh. Here's a quick 15 to 30 minute practice you can do right now. Load an amen break and a 2-octave Reis. Group drums and place utility at the start, lowering gain by 6 dB. On drums, EQ 8 high pass at 25 Hz, saturator drive plus 3 dB, dry slash wet 25%. Oversample 2, then drum bus lightly. Create the saturate grit return with EQ 8 high pass 100 Hz, saturator drive plus 7 dB, overdrive lightly, then tame highs. Add a bass rack with two chains, sub low pass 120 Hz, and mids band pass from 110 Hz to 2.2 kHz into saturator at plus 6 dB. Balance things so the summed output matches your original level. Play back. Then toggle the saturators on and off while matching gain to hear what saturation really does. Automate the grit send to spike on bar 1 of your drop and return to 0 on bar 3. Listen for the added presence and how the Reis cuts through without losing sub. Homework challenge. Time box 45 to 60 minutes. Make 3 16-bar exported versions of the same loop clean. Drum saturated and bass multiband saturated with a grit send spike. Normalize them to the same level, and write 2 quick notes per version about perceived weight and 2 parameter values you changed. Bonus. Bounce the mid-frequency stem to compare harmonics across versions. If you share those files or your routing, I'll point to exact knob ranges and suggest one focused automation move to lift your drop. Final recap. Saturation is about harmonic content. Use saturator, overdrive, redux sparingly, and rely on drum boss and glue for cohesion. Protect the sub with filtering and chain routing. Oversample when you push hard, gain match when you compare, and automate saturation for arrangement interest. Ready to try this in your session? Drop me a short clip or describe your drum and bass routing, and I'll suggest precise settings and macro layout tailored to your project. Let's make that roll mean business.